Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're dealing with at present is called Speaking and Praying in Tongues. We're doing part three from a seven-part series. And the topic today we're talking about is the infilling of the Holy Spirit of Paul. This is the story of Saul on the road to Damascus, where he had a personal visitation by the Lord Jesus Christ confronting him. Let us start at chapter 9, verse 1. Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found anyone there on the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Verse 3. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? Then the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Verse 6. So he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. Verse 7. And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice but seeing no one. Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus, and he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Continuing from verse 10, Ananias baptizes Saul. Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Here I am, Lord. So the Lord said to him, Arise and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand upon him, so that he might receive his sight. Verse 13. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem, and he is here on the authority of the chief priests to bind all who call upon your name. But the Lord said to him, Go, he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles, kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. Verse 17, And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. Verse 19, And when he had received food, he was strengthened. Then Saul spent some days with the disciples at Damascus. In these scriptures I've just read, we see where Paul became born again on the road to Damascus through his experience with Jesus Christ. When Ananias laid hands on him to receive the Holy Spirit, he received instantly. Later, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 18 to 22, and we read, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. Yet in the church I would rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that I may teach others also, than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brethren, do not be children in understanding, however, in malice be babies, but in understanding be mature. In the law it is written, With men of other tongues and other lips I will speak to this people, and yet for all that they will not hear me, says the Lord. Verse 22, Therefore tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. For prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. We can see in the scriptures here, what Paul is actually saying is, speaking in tongues is for the non-believers. Paul was baptized in the Holy Spirit. He was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he spoke in tongues more than all. Speaking in tongues is proof that the Holy Spirit lives within a person. Speaking in tongues is for all believers. It's a gift just like salvation. Let me say something here too. Some people get filled with the Holy Spirit, but they don't want to speak in tongues. I would encourage them to speak in tongues. It's a very important tool, a spiritual tool, for the believer. Speaking in tongues is given by God to the believer just as salvation is. They both go together. Speaking in tongues is the initial sign that a person is filled with the Holy Spirit. But it cannot be taken that if a person doesn't speak in tongues, they are not filled with the Holy Spirit. It's important to understand that. The next part we'll be doing will be part 4, and the topic will be 10 reasons why the believer should speak in tongues. Once again, I thank you for being with me. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. Keep with me, please, to get the full understanding of why we should speak and pray in tongues. Thank you very much, and God bless.